Tell us about what would be known as the doghouse.
Well, we used to call it where we slept at night, on the third floor of the funeral home down there.
Where was that located?
14th and Peoria.
You stayed on the third floor. How many people would stay there?
Be three at night. Two to go on a call, one to answer the phones.
You worked it yourself?
Yeah.
And did you get paid for doing that?
When we had money.
When your father had money?
Yeah. Things were pretty tight back there in 1929-30 and all in there.
Yeah. But nobody told you you had to do this now, did they?
No, it was just kind of a family tradition. We all were in it, you know.
Only one of the brothers left.
Yeah.
Because Bill worked it, Foreman
Bill
worked it.
Bill and Foreman was in the oil business.
And
Bill
Lynn?
Stayed. He was an embalmer, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then went to Texas.
And then never did work out too much.
Right.
You know?
You must have had enjoyed working. You must have been a worker type.
Well, I grew up in it when I was a little boy, and it was the only thing I ever did in my life.
Did you ever have an accident driving an ambulance?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, nobody ever seriously hurt, but I've had two or three accidents that weren't real bad, but tore up the car pretty bad. Bad thing was, you'd be running down the street, hit an intersection there with your siren on, and somebody wouldn't hear it. They'd be going across, you'd hit them.
Yeah.
You'd get about two or three of those.
Wasn't there an armored truck? That
yeah, at the 4th and Main there. I hit one at 4th and Main one time.
And what happened? Did the armored truck win?
It got bit up a little bit, and our car got crashed, I'll tell you.
And so you were late to the scene.
We didn't get to the scene.
Right. Okay. But you never were injured or hurt in any way.
Fortunately, I wasn't, no.
Nobody in Tulsa was killed going to the scene of an accident?
Not that I remember. Anyway.
Right, but they could have been injured.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a story about this man who was injured and he got off the cot?
We've had several do that.
Tell us what happened.
I think he was out with another woman and we took him to the hospital and we put him down on the floor and we did. He jumped up and took off. That's the last time I saw him. He kept running.
Right. Again, as we say, they weren't dead people. You were picking up people who needed hospital care and he got up off the cot and ran away.
Nobody paid the bill either.
You were a child, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. Do you remember downtown Tulsa and places that you went?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to theaters?
Yeah, I went to Old Strand and the Varick and all over downtown there. Rich, Rialto, and Orpheum.
Remember some of the movies that you attended or movie stars?
Tom Mix and some of those guys. I don't remember too many of them, but I do remember Tom Mix real well.
Do you remember some of the stores that were downtown?
Vandenberg, Brandon Duncan's.
Do you remember the Crosstown Grill?
Crosstown Grill, 50
Crosstown,
Peoria.
Well,
we lived in that place, yeah.
Absolutely. That was kind of an old-time thing where all the policemen and all the
firemen. All
hang
out there. You go in there at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'd all be in there eating. You know.
Crosstown Grill, where was that located?
50 Peoria.
So that was just not far from your funeral home.
No.
You were at 14th and Peoria.
They were open all night.
They were pretty good friends of ours.
Remember the Golden Drumstick?
Crosstown was where we hung out. And Ray had a place right across the street.
Yeah, right. Ray's Diner or something.
Little place across the street there.
Had the blue plate special for years and years.
When Bob Wills died, the father of Western swing music, didn't you go down to pick up his body?
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1975. He was 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How did your family have a connection to Bob Wills?
Bob and my brother Bill were pretty good friends. They'd meet at the bar, have a few drinks and so forth. Through that relationship, we got to be pretty good friends with the Wills family. And when they died, of course, the first thing they did was pick that phone call, and we went down and got him, brought him back.
So your brother became friends with him because Bob Wills, of course, played here in Kane's Ballroom.
Yeah.
Had a program every noon on KVOO. Mm-hmm. Then he played nightclub dates and all that around here. So then you had the funeral?
Oh, yeah. I think we had it at Kane's Ballroom.
And I imagine every...
It was just packed, I mean, from everywhere. You know?
Beautiful arrangement, shaped like guitars.
And you would remember that yourself, Elaine.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember names of people, the musicians, country performers that might have come to that?
Pretty prominent people come in for that.
As a matter of fact, we have the last remaining relative of Bob Wills now. Her name is Lorraine, Bob's sister. We have her funeral coming up tomorrow.
You became friends with Oral Roberts, too, didn't you?
Oral has been a good friend for years and a nice family, a wonderful family.
How did that relationship come about?
Just through funerals and weddings. They're a pretty nice family, I'll tell you.
Would he come around and just come in and visit every once in a while?
Every once in a while he'd drop in, but he's pretty busy most of the time out there. We had his funeral, though, you know.
And his wife.
And Evelyn. Ronnie, his daughter. I mean, there was a number of funerals.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the Moore family who took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw another musician. Remember Leon McAuliffe?
Oh, Leon.
We had all that family. And then
Leon was a nice guy, too.
Matt Krieger from TV.
Sportsman. Channel 6.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got connected with all those Western people, but we did, and all the ministers.
Let me come back again to when you were young, 22, December 7th, 1941. Do you remember that day when Pearl Harbor was bombed and how the word came out? Do you remember what you were doing?
I don't remember what I was doing, but I remember the day it happened because it was everywhere, you know.
Did you serve in the military?
No, I didn't. I had a heart murmur back there in those days. I outgrew it, but when I went in for 3 or 4 examinations, every time I'd go in there, they'd say, well, no, you got this heart murmur.
Yeah.
But I had brothers that did.
Remember rationing and all that went
on? Oh, yeah, rationing back in the old days.
Tell us about that. How did that
work? We always had enough, though. We'd always wind up with enough rationing to get by.
What were they rationing?
Gasoline and everything else.
Tires?
Tires, gasoline. We did have enough because we were in the funeral business, and they thought that was a necessity to have enough.
Oh.
We never did have to worry too much about that rationing thing.
Because people would give you stamps? Or
well, they would allow us to have... Because we were in the funeral business, and we'd have to go out 100 miles sometimes to get bodies.
Oh, so the government
allowed
you.
Yeah, we had plenty of rationing. Well, the funeral cars, that is.